the spring fever blues. I mean, I've got the spring fever blues.
Do you have the spring fever blues? Maybe we should say the freezing cold, snowy winter blues. Does cabin fever have you yearning for the warmer days of spring and summer in Wisconsin? During this March edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, we'll talk about what is happening in and around Wisconsin in March, but we'll also look ahead to some of the recreational and leisure activities that you love to do in the spring and summer. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, February 28th. I'll get us started. I am looking forward to my first walk in the spring in the Madison Arboretum, checking out spring flowers and checking out the spring bird migration. I'll tell you, I'd rather step in a puddle than slip on the ice. What are you looking forward to doing when the cold and the snow and the ice are just a memory? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Gary Knowles. He is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers, a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer, and he is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Hello, Gary.
Hello, hey, and happy spring.
Yeah, happy spring. Not so much yet, but what are you looking forward to doing in the spring?
Well, I'm with you. I'm ready for anything where it gets warmer. As a matter of fact, I'm still waiting for the January thaw. I'm ready for that, but I'm ready to do some golf. I want to go play golf somewhere, walk with one of those green fairways. I don't even care if I'm doing bogeys and double bogeys. I want to go play golf somewhere.
Yeah, that sounds great. And you know, we'll talk about some things to still do to make the most of the snow and the cold in March, but we just thought it would be fun to warm up a bit thinking about spring and summer in Wisconsin. And it's going to be another cold day, highs in the teens. We're going to get some more snow in Wisconsin. Cold weather is supposed to stay with us for the foreseeable future, too.
Foreseeable? How long is foreseeable?
Well, you know, the long-range forecast, which are those things are not always that reliable, but the ones that even say, you know, months ahead, saying that the it's going to be a colder than usual, you know, spring and below normal temperatures and that sort of thing. So, but in any case, you were anything but warm last weekend, Gary. I know that you finally made the trek to the ice caves in Lake Superior.
I took my own advice, and my wife May and my daughter Carly and I went up and did it last weekend. Actually, we were some of the first people in right after they reopened them, after the big snowmageddon blizzard went through up there. And got to say, bottom line, Joy, it's well worth it. It really is one of those things where if you can get the chance and get up to see them, go do it. You'll be one of actually tens of thousands of people. From what I heard, there are now over 70,000 people, I think, that have gone through this year. And that's great. I mean, it's good that all these people are getting up there. I hope they come back in the summertime to see the Apostle Islands as well. But it's really pretty spectacular stuff. And, well worth doing. And from what you say, the foreseeable next few weekends probably will be okay.
I'm thinking next weekend. It's the only weekend I have available in March. We were going to try to do it the same weekend you did it.
Uh-huh.
The blizzard did make us think twice on that. So maybe next weekend, and yeah, hopefully they will still be there for people to enjoy for some weeks to come. And you have just some tips for us, though, if we plan on doing it?
Well, the first tip I would say is make a reservation, because the lodging up in the area, you know, is limited somewhat. And if you see somebody coming in after a long day of hiking and they walk into the hotel and they say, "Do you have a room?" And they say, "No, we don't have a room and there aren't any for 30 miles around here," which is pretty much the case. It's kind of a sad situation because you're going to do some driving before you find a spot. So make a reservation and dress warm. I would suggest leaving the cross-country skis and the snowshoes at home.
Right.
because the sea ice that you're walking on is really not the most conducive for skiing and for snowshoes. But snow boots are definitely recommended. A lot of people were using ski poles because it makes it easier to kind of trudge through that snow. But the problem is then you get out to the caves where you want to take some pictures and whatever, and you're on ice out there. Having the ski poles with you is kind of an encumbrance. So other than that, take your camera, keep your camera warm. You probably don't plan to use a cell phone because there's not much reception up there and it's cold anyway. And then the other thing I would just say is if you have young children and small animals, leave them at home, because I think I saw 7 screaming children, and I really felt badly for them because parents were actually having to carry them because they couldn't trudge through the snow.
Oh, yeah, that's good advice. And it looks like this weekend there is some other to-dos going on in Bayfield, a winter festival of some sort, huh?
They've got their winter fest, which is always a fun, crazy affair in any case, going on up there. They have the Polar Plunge, where you can go jump into the 33-degree temperature lake, and people tend to get dressed up in crazy costumes to do that, and that's a lot of fun. And then they usually have some runs, and they have all kinds of outdoor winter activities that are a lot of fun to do as well. They also have prizes for the best costumes and things like that. So it's really a lot of fun to get up there. My guess is that if you don't have a reservation at this point, they're already filled, but it's still worth a drive up there. I would check Ashland. There might be rooms available in Ashland.
Well, we are, as I mentioned, we want to talk about things happening now, but also looking ahead. And you mentioned the Bayfield area, Madeline Island, Apostle Islands, those are wonderful places to visit in the spring and summer. What should we do in the spring and summer in that area?
Well, you know, the caves don't go away. And, you know, the caves are great for kayaking. And if you're into kayaking or canoeing, the sea caves up there are really, really fun to do. And you don't even need to be a kayaker or canoeist. They have some really good Apostle Islands cruises that you can take that'll actually take you out to see all the lighthouses up there in the Apostle Islands. You can go around there. And even if all you want to do is just be up there for a day, you can always drive up to Bayfield, spend some time in town, and hop on the ferry and go out to Madeline Island, which itself is a really kind of fun place to go. Take the drive over and enjoy that. Either a bicycle or a car is a lot of fun. Motorcycle. You can rent a scooter out there. But just enjoying those islands is really something to do.
We are talking about things to do in March in Wisconsin and dreaming about things to do in the spring and summer in Wisconsin as this long winter is showing no immediate signs of letting up in Wisconsin. We thought that we would warm up a bit by talking about what we love to do in the spring and summer in Wisconsin as well. What about you? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Gary Knowles is with us, as he is once a month, for these Tell Joy Where to Go programs, and he has, as always, put together his Wisconsin event sample, which we have posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and at wpr.org/joy. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Tiptoe to the window, by the window, that is where I'll become. Tiptoe through the tulips with me.
We are dreaming of tulips and springtime in Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins. And did you know listeners provide the single largest piece of our budget? That's why your gift is so important to Wisconsin Public Radio. And to encourage your gift today, your pledge of any amount automatically enters you into a drawing for an iPad. So make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I think I'd be happy with 30 degrees over the stuff that we've had the last couple of days here. Anyway, our goal this hour is 40 pledges, 40. So your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 gets us one step closer to meeting that goal and one step closer to funding the programs you count on.
Bill, we always have a lot of fun during these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. I always love talking to Gary Knowles and our other guests that have something fun to say about Wisconsin. We always talk about Wisconsin culture, recreation, leisure, travel, food. And we thought that a nice thank you gift for a pledge of any amount this hour, not only do you get entered into that iPad Air drawing, we also will send you the Travel Wisconsin 2014 Spring Summer Event Guide.
Absolutely. As I understand, it's like 44 pages, I think. There's more than 500 events profiled in this nice booklet. And for no other reason, just look at the pictures. I mean, it's just seeing people kayaking around the Apostle Islands like Gary was talking about. It's helpful in this kind of weather. So if for no other reason, just get it for the pictures. But no, seriously, there's a lot of great information in this and get you thinking about the warmer times ahead and how to enjoy that. So much to do here in Wisconsin, and I'm glad that Gary comes here once a month and tells us about all the fun things going on in the small towns and
and
all
the big towns, too.
Yeah, yes, and the big towns. We can't forget about them.
And we are offering this as a thank you gift. We will send you the Travel Wisconsin 2014 Spring Summer Event Guide, and we will enter your name into the iPad Air drawing for your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's WPR.org, 888-202-2552. We're looking for 40 pledges this hour. We've got one in so far, so that's a start, but we've got a long ways to go. Make that pledge and help us reach that goal at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio wakes me up every morning. Mostly I just enjoy the morning programming and the afternoon programming. I became a sustaining member because I felt so guilty with all the pledge drives, because they're so logical and they're so persistent. It's crucial that we have people support it so we don't lose it. I'm Sarah from Wausau. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Pays off to be persistent. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during our winter membership drive. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, and remember that everyone who pledges today will be entered in a drawing for an iPad Air. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? And you could be that lucky winner when you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, we have to tell you that you do not have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number to WPR iPad Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Enter by sending a postcard. If you are already a sustaining member, you are automatically entered, so you don't have to worry about that. Or you can enter by making a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
People who listen, you provide the most significant share of our operating budget. Your donation comes with no strings attached, so we can invest it in programs that deliver the greatest value to you.
Your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and the entire community. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, we don't expect any one person or even 100 listeners to carry the cost of this program. In fact, there's an advantage to having the bulk of our budget come from thousands of listeners, just like you.
So when we have a wide base of support, it makes for a more stable organization. Join in. Become a member. You decide the amount. $5 a month is a great starting place. Then pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio works on the honor system. You don't have to pay for it, but the whole thing works because you do choose to support it. So how about a pledge right now of, say, $10 a month?
You decide the amount and then go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember that every pledge this hour, you will be entered into the iPad Air drawing. And every pledge this hour, because it is our Tell Joy Where to Go hour, you can have, if you'd like, our thank you gift. the 2014 Spring Summer Event Guide from Travel Wisconsin.
Absolutely. A lot of great information in there to help get your mind on spring and summer and warmer times in this frigid state right now. And that can be yours again for a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And just a reminder, we're looking for 40 pledges this hour.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks to Mary and Roger from Nina, who say, like many listeners, all of our radios are set to WPR. Plus, we have the iPhone, iPad apps on our devices, so we're never far away from our preferred source of news and information, whether we are in Wisconsin or some other state or even out of the country. Thank you so much, Mary and Roger, for pledging and supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, talking with Gary Knowles, who is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs, and we are talking about things to do in and around Wisconsin in March, and for that matter, later this spring and even into the summer. 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call if you would like to join us on the air, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You know, Gary, I just was reminded that next hour we are talking about chocolates, and we are going to be talking with someone we both know, that we both met on my Tell Joy Where to Go travels when we went to the American Club, and we are talking to the chocolatier for Kohler's original recipe chocolates.
Well, they are real artists with chocolate up there, aren't they?
Yeah.
That ought to be great. And you're going to get some how to do it at your own home recipes? Well,
not quite, but we will talk about our love of chocolate and trends in chocolate and flavor combinations in chocolate, and maybe just some tips on choosing chocolates, perhaps. And I think that we will also enjoy, unfortunately, I won't have them right here in front of me. We're going to be giving away some of the terrapins, terrapins as our thank you gift. But I bring that up because it was something we did on these Tell Joy Where to Go travels. And maybe we can look a little bit at throwing you a curveball here. Anything going on in the Wisconsin's East Coast that might be fun to do in March, or for that matter, we can dream about summer or spring. I know you would love to go golfing in that area.
Well, yeah, golfing is always kind of nice, and we got some great courses here. But Appleton has got a maple syruping event coming up. And that's going to be the 22nd at the Gordon Bubels Park up there. And Maple Syrup Sunday, they call it. And that should be kind of fun.
It's really a coincidence. I was there one year.
Did you go up for that?
It was very enjoyable, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, maple syruping time is coming up. And Wisconsin, of course, has got quite a few sugar bushes, as they say,
yeah,
where maple syrup is made. But, we're talking about the East Coast Kohler, they have a Beatles festival coming up, and not the kind of garden bug, but the Beatles from England, those
fun
Beatles. It's going to be a Beatles weekend that they're doing up there, the 21st to the 23rd, and they have a Beatles tribute group coming in to play a couple of concerts, and that should be really kind of neat. And I've seen a couple of those shows, and it really is a lot of fun. So might be kind of fun to go up to Kohler and do that weekend up there.
You know, I see that there are a number of different parades, presumably for St. Patrick's Day, Milwaukee, Sturgeon Bay, Racine, Prairie du Chien, and more. Most of them on Saturday, March 15th. So a little St. Patrick's Day festivities happening.
Yeah, and of course, Milwaukee has its big annual St. Patrick's Day parade that day as well. Brantwood is even having one, and if you're headed to Brantwood. And then on the 17th, on St. Patrick's Day itself, they're having the Irishman's Walk in Plymouth, which is a
stone's
St.
throw
Day
from Kohler, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, up in that area. And River Falls has a celebration on the 17th. And down in Cheese Country, down in Monroe, they have a great Gallic Gala parade taking place on the 17th. So a lot of stuff going on. And then on the 22nd, The St. Patrick's Day Parade and Festival in New London, which of course changes its name to New Dublin.
Yeah.
New Dublin, and that's on the 22nd of March. So a lot of St. Patrick's Day activities taking place up in that area.
Well, when we come back, I think I'd like to talk a little bit about flowers. And I know that there's a big, some spring flower shows going on, and maybe we can get some suggestions from our listeners as to where they like to go. Maybe there's some botanical garden in your community that you like to visit. But whatever the case, we are talking about things to do in March and later in the spring and summer, too, on this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. You can join us at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Ridgewood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Prairie Sheen, Prairie Sack, Black Flambeau, Burnett, hopping over there. Hey, smell that dairy.
We will get back to our March edition of Tell Joy Where to Go in just a few minutes with some great ways to make the most of the snow and cold that will be with us for at least the start of March, maybe until July, but also looking ahead to fun in the sun and things that we can do in the spring and summer. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are here to ask for your support of the programs that you enjoy. Your support makes high-quality, commercial-free programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. And when you pledge today, you will be entered into a drawing for an iPad Air. So now is a great time to support the programs you value at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 33 pledges in the next 20-plus minutes or so. Thank you to those of you who've already pledged. You guys are great. And if you haven't, well, help us stay on track by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You probably share every weekday morning with this program, and for that I am grateful. Maybe your alarm clock wakes you up to it, or you share breakfast in the kitchen with us, or you drive to work with us. Your morning wouldn't be the same without this program and all of our guests. Pledge your support for these morning conversations at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This hour we've got a special thank you gift to anyone who makes a pledge of any amount. That's in addition to the iPad Air drawing. Anyone who makes a pledge of any amount can receive the 2014 Spring Summer Event Guide. This thing is loaded with ideas for activities and events coming up in the state for when it's actually warm out. Yes, that time is actually going to happen, I'm told.
We hope.
We hope. It's 44 pages. There's more than 500 events listed in there. Lots of great ideas to start thinking about the warmer weather that's to come. And Joy, I know you said you were looking forward to walking around in the Arboretum.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great. I'm looking forward to getting out on the bike again and riding around. I'm also looking forward to going to a couple of Brewer and Mallards games as well.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah.
Hopefully get to see Hank.
Hank, the mascot dog.
Yes.
Which, by the way, if you're listening now, there might be a related weekend review question about Hank coming up.
I think there might be, yeah. So.
Well, we love all the fun things there are to do in Wisconsin, and we love to talk about all the fun things there are to do in Wisconsin every Friday at this time. We celebrate Wisconsin life during this time, and we thought it would be a nice thank you gift if you share those values to pledge to the program, because it helps pay for all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. You are the most important part of our budget. But to say thank you for that pledge, we would send you this 2014 Spring Summer Event Guide from Travel Wisconsin. So make that pledge of any amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you will also be automatically, with your pledge, entered into that drawing for the iPad Air.
Absolutely, and who wouldn't want to have that? And sustainers, by the way, you are automatically entered into that iPad drawing, so that's another good reason to be a sustainer. And you can make that pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is Ira Glass of PRI's This American Life. And when we say here during the pledge drive that public radio equals public support, what we mean by that is that those of us who like the kinds of stories and shows and news and analysis and music heard on this radio station every single day, we pitch in together. And really, that's how it stays on the air. That's all we need to keep it on the air. Public radio equals public support. Give us a call.
Call us at 888-202-2552 or pledge online at WPR.org. Still looking for 33 pledges to reach our goal by the end of this hour. You can help out at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget your pledge of any amount. Ask for your copy of the 2014 Spring Summer Event Guide from Travel Wisconsin and start thinking about spring and summer, and who wouldn't want to do that, right? That can be yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, I can't wait to soak up some sun and warmer temperatures when spring finally arrives in Wisconsin. What a tough winter this has been. So we thought we would use this March edition of Tell Joy Where to Go to talk about some of the things we can do this month, even with the snow and cold, but also look forward to our favorite things to do in the spring and the summer. 1-800-642-1234 to join us, or email us, talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. You will find the Wisconsin Events Sampler that Gary Knowles put together for us on Facebook and on our website. Gary is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs, and he also puts together this list, and we do appreciate that each and every month. And Gary, I appreciate you telling me where to go every month, too.
Well, I'm always glad to tell you where to go, Joy, but you know, there's so many places, too. And with that event guide you're talking about, that's loaded with good ideas as well.
Now, I promised that we would talk a little bit about flowers. Where can I see some flowers even when it's below zero out?
Well, all year round in Madison, the Old Brick Botanical Gardens are always a neat place to go. And they actually, they're winding up a show, I believe it's this month, that's kind of a retro show looking back to the dinosaur days, and that one is winding up out there. But then the big spring flower show comes up, opens on the 8th of March, and it runs through the 23rd.
Mm.
And yeah,
I can smell them now.
I'm ready for it. It's really kind of fun to go through there at any time of the year because it's really kind of like taking a walk through the tropics, and always a good place to go. And of course, you know, if you're in Milwaukee, you can always go to the Mitchell Park Domes, and that's really a neat place to go see some flowers too over there. So you don't have to feel like you're trapped in the Arctic.
right. And if I want to dream about taking that canoe or kayak trip at the Apostle Islands that we're talking about, I should go to Canoocopia.
Canoocopia is coming up, and that's next weekend. And it's probably the biggest canoe, kayak, personal outdoor water sport kind of event that takes place anywhere in the Midwest, I think. They have something like 150 seminars that will give you all the details you need to know about where to go and how to do it, and maybe how to perfect your technique and how to get a good paddling over there.
Sounds really good. And we have a caller, Alice, in Two Harbors is with us. Hello, Alice.
Hi, Joy.
What are you looking forward to doing in the spring?
It's minus 24, and we're in Two Harbors looking right across from the Apostle Islands, and I would give anything to hear a robin. But yesterday, I would encourage, we are sustained members, and I would encourage anybody to please, you know, be a member. But yesterday, anybody could go to your favorite birding place anywhere in you know, the state. But yesterday we had a treat. Just an hour north of Superior is a bog, and we got to see, my daughter saw three snowy owls.
Oh, wow.
One. And I got out of the car. This beautiful snowy owl is up on a post, and I stepped out. And I thought, my husband's in the car, and I thought, I'll just walk out. And I went up to my hips in snow. Oh. And I prayed to God nobody drove by. My husband didn't even see me. But I looked up at that snowy owl, and for a flash, I thought, I wish to God you were a meadowlark.
No. what a treat to see a snowy, though, Alice. And thank you so much for reminding me about those wonderful birds that are visiting in the winter, too. I know that the snowy owls, we have more of them than usual in Wisconsin this winter. I guess they are looking for rodents here. They're not finding them in the tundra of Canada. But thank you so much. Snowy owls are out there, and other owls, but pretty soon the spring birds will come back. I know some robins are around now, but they're ones that never left, at least in this part of the state.
Yeah, and I still see cardinals flying around out at my bird feeder.
Yeah.
And a lot of other birds out there too, and the squirrels, of course, are out active at this time of the year. And but yeah, I'm ready for spring too, and some spring birds.
Thank you so much, Alice, for that. You know, we're going to be talking about birds next week on the show, and birders, actually, because it just came out that I think Wisconsin has the second largest number of bird watchers in the country. It's a state that is like number two in bird watching.
Wow, that's great.
I'm not sure what number one is right off the bat. But.
Well, I would guess it's good because we're on the flyway, on the Mississippi flyway, and a lot of the migratory birds seem to go through here, and it's always kind of a good area to be. The Nisida Wildlife Area, of course, has got a lot of birds up there, and over in Waupun, over at the Horicon Marsh, a lot of course the Canada geese go through there, and a lot of other birds as well. So
lots of places to see the birds. Kitty from Minocqua couldn't hang on, but she wanted to report that the ice road to the ice caves is open, and I think we knew that, and that the south end of Madeline Island is prettier than the ice caves. Do you know about that, Gary?
Well, I do like Madeline Island. I think the ice road she's talking about is probably the one from Bayfield to Madeline Island.
Right.
And that ice road, every morning you can watch them if you've got a view over there. They're out there plowing to make sure that ice road stays open because it's right out on Lake Superior and the drifts go across it. But it's good to hear that it's open again because when it's closed up, Madeline Island is kind of secluded out there. But the Madeline Island lakeshore has some really spectacular ice and kind of ice cave kind of things as well. So she's right. It really is fun to go out to Madeline Island.
And I see on Saturday, this looks intriguing, I can go to the world's longest weenie roast? Where is that?
Yeah, that's at the Lake Woods up in Cable, kind of up in the Birkebeiner country up there. Cable is a ways away from Hayward, but kind of up in the Namekagon area. They're having a great big weenie roast up there, and they try to get the greatest number of people, I believe it is, roasting weenies at one time. And I think they actually either had or still have the world's record up there. The next week, I think they have a balloon rally going on up there as well. So that's kind of it may be on snow, but it's a pretty bright, fun thing to do outside, and they probably offer some tethered rides, if I'm not mistaken.
If they do, I'm going. That's one of my bucket list things. I'd like to do the full-fledged balloon ride, but my husband, Rob, won't let me. He thinks it's too dangerous.
Well, it's like they say, every landing is a crash landing.
But that sounds like a lot of fun. So what else are you looking forward to doing in the month of March, Gary? I know you want to golf when you finally can, but are there any other things going on that you're looking forward to doing?
Well, this weekend, I can tell you, I'm going to go indoors and go do the open house up at Willersheim Winery, which, is not weather dependent. And they're going to be sampling some of their, actually, they just won some major awards at the San Diego Wine Festival again this year. They had, I think, the best wine out there, a dry Riesling, and they're going to be sampling that. They're having a cooking demonstration, and they're going to be, of course, having Philippe Cocard will be talking about winemaking. And that's this weekend on Saturday and Sunday, and 10 to 4 each day at Prairie du Sac at the Willersheim Winery.
Oh, that sounds good. I know one thing I will be doing, and it's, I think I'll make it business and pleasure. I will be speaking to the Women's Resource Fair in Lake Geneva on It's a fair that goes on over the weekend, and I will be there on Saturday, March 15th. To talk about Wisconsin Public Radio as a resource.
Well, that sounds like a good thing to do. Lake Geneva is a neat area.
Yeah, what else should I see when I'm in Lake Geneva?
You know, my recommendation is get over to the Baker House, which is a grand old Victorian, I want to say B&B, overlooking the bay there. And it's just a beautiful place. If you can stay overnight, by all means do that. It's really a great place to stay. But other fun things to do in the area, the Yerkes Observatory over in Williams Bay is great. And it's got that old classic. It looks like it ought to be a Vincent Price setting for a kind of a sci-fi movie over there, because it was built in the 1800s, and it has the telescope over there, a huge telescope. And you can actually go out. They have late night viewing sessions when you can go out and see Venus and Mars if you want to.
Oh, does that sound cool? That really does. And speaking of cool, I guess I can see the National Championship Snow Cross Series at Lake Geneva on that weekend, too. I'm not even sure exactly what that is.
Yeah, it's winter outdoor sports, snowmobiles and things like that.
Can I watch it from inside and through a window?
No. Okay. Take your goggles.
All right. Well, Gary, thanks so much for all you do for Wisconsin Public Radio and for our listeners talking about all these great places to go and things to do in Wisconsin. You'll be back with us. I presume in the very beginning of April?
I think maybe at the end of this month or maybe early April, but we'll be talking about April next time and April flowers, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. Gary Knowles is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are in our winter membership drive, in about the middle of our winter membership drive. So I hope you know that listeners provide the single largest piece of our budget, and that's why your gift is so important.
And to encourage your gift today, your pledge of any amount, automatically enters you in a drawing for an iPad Air. So make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to all of you who have already pledged this hour. We still need 23 pledges to get to our goal. And your pledge right now will help us do it. It helps pay for the programs that you count on all year long. And we do count on that gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We hope you've been enjoying the conversation about Wisconsin events and activities and Tell Joy Where to Go in March with Wisconsin travel expert Gary Knowles. Just an example of the fun and sometimes quirky things that we talk about on this show. I had no idea there was the world's largest wiener roast or whatever
cable.
That was. Yeah, that's wow, that's a new one. So that's the kind of thing you get on this show on Friday morning sometimes, that sort of Wisconsin cultural type of thing. So if that's something that's important to you, make that pledge of support right now to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Oh, I love talking about things going on in and around Wisconsin, and dreaming of spring and summer a little bit during this hour was fun too, thinking of the beautiful flower shows at Olbricht Botanical Gardens in Madison, or going to the domes in Milwaukee to see those flowers, thinking of where we can go birding in different parts of the state when the birds start coming in. Where we can go golfing, going to a baseball game, those types of things we talk about every week at this time. And we are offering with your pledge this hour, any pledge, any amount, we will send you as our thank you gift the 2014 Spring Summer Event Guide from Travel Wisconsin. This is a nice hefty booklet, chock full of fun events all over the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, 44 pages worth of material to dream about for what hopefully isn't too much of a longer winter yet, but, I mean, don't get your hopes too high. I guess it is Wisconsin. But anyway, there's all kinds of things that you can take in and think about doing this spring and summer in the state. There's so much great stuff going on in Wisconsin, and we should be proud to live here. I know I am, at least. So if that's something that's important to you, that's the kind of discussion you like to hear on these Friday mornings, make that pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I would say that if you really enjoy public radio and you listen to it even occasionally, if it does something to enlighten you on a certain point of view, then that is value. It's valuable. But nothing in life that is of value is truly free. Being a sustaining member, even if you just donate a small amount each month, you know, what it would cost you for a cup of coffee is really, really worth it if you believe in what they're doing. And I do. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we're asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our winter membership drive. Whether your gift is $5 a month or $100 a month or somewhere in between, we appreciate and count on your contribution.
Absolutely, and remember that your pledge of any amount can get you a copy of the 2014 Spring-Summer Event Guide. It's a very nice booklet. I know you're going to love it. Again, that can be yours for a pledge of any amount. And Joy, I know one of the things that I mean, Gary comes in with so many ideas each month, you know, with his events calendar, and you actually go out and do some of these things.
Right,
I mean, you go out and explore the little towns and activities.
He gives me ideas. Listeners, too, give me so many great ideas of places to visit in different regions of the state, and that was my goal in the past year, and I'm continuing it this year, to visit a different region of the state, go to a different small town or community or big city, and check out a festival or check out something that's special to that community, mm-hmm. and have a lot of fun and meet some people and then report back on this show.
And I like hearing about, mm-hmm. You know, what you saw and did out there. And it's kind of got me a whole lot more interested in going out and doing some of these things myself. So much to learn on this program about all the great things in Wisconsin, some of which had no idea even existed. So there's so much to do here, and that event guide that we're offering for a pledge of any amount will certainly give you plenty of ideas. So that can be yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, not only can you pick up the event guide, the 2014 Spring-Summer Event Guide, with your pledge, you will be automatically entered into the drawing for the iPad Air. So what's stopping you from making that pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552?
And we've got not a whole lot of time left, just about a minute left in this hour, and we're still looking for about 20 people to pledge this hour. So this is a great hour to do it. Ask for the event guide. Be entered into the drawing for the iPad Air. 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Thank you very much, Bill. Thanks to you if you've already pledged to Wisconsin Public Radio, if you are a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio. But now, if you haven't, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is the Ideas Network.